Hey friends, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host Katie, and this is episode 154. Today, we're going to talk about diets in disguise. So you've given into this idea of ditching the diets, and maybe you've even Googled intuitive eating, or you've listened to some episodes here on the podcast, and you're like, okay, all right, Katie, I'm open, I'm listening to it. But you're also maybe in this really vulnerable place. At the time of this recording, there's so much going on. If you haven't already, please go back and listen to episode 152 that I recorded with Lauren about racial injustice and just, gosh, what is going on in the world, right? And the reality is intuitive eating is hard. Intuitive eating is work and it can be draining. And there's a lot of things right now begging for our attention. And some days you may just not have the bandwidth to focus on healing your relationship with food. And because of that, because of how stretched thin we are in this season of life, you might be in this really vulnerable spot and really tempted by other programs or quote unquote lifestyle changes or just these other noise essentially in social media that's pushing at those emotional buttons. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you five tips or kind of red flags to look out for when you're feeling that pull. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Now, you guys, you are thebomb.com because we have been showing up in the charts. I know you're like, I don't speak podcast talk. I don't know what that means, but it's a big deal because it means that we're reaching more fierce females like you who need to hear this message. So if you haven't already, it would mean the world to me if you could go into your iTunes or Spotify, Stitcher, wherever it is that you're listening and leave us a review. Let us know what you think. Let us know why you love the podcast. And we will be sending out some giveaways to those who enter. Today's review is, love this podcast. I love listening to this podcast at work. So many different new things I learned and like hearing other points of view from the guest speakers. I also love the no-nonsense and honest way that Katie and Lauren speak about eating and exercise. Check them out if you haven't already. Now, I do have one request. When you leave a review, please leave your name so that we know who you are, or maybe at least a cool alibi name, because this review was from XFYIIJBMLP135. So if that is you, if you identify with that username, send an email to fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com so we can hook you up with your freebie. All right, on to the show. If you haven't noticed already, intuitive eating is gaining popularity. And that's amazing. That makes me so excited to hear that, you know, people are open to this more holistic view of changing our lives. But it's also a bad thing because what happens when something gains popularity, more research is done, our culture and the health and fitness industry, what they try to do is they try to warp the science and they warp the information to make it sound sexy. What they do is they prey on your emotions, your fears around food, your insecurities with your body, and they package it up in this beautiful package and words and sexy words like intuitive eating, if that's what's gaining popularity, and they make money off of it. So I want you to be well equipped with the tools to know, yes, this is intuitive eating. No, this is not intuitive eating, because as it's becoming more popular, as more influencers and people in the media are talking about it, it's important that you're able to identify and call out what really is a diet, because when we're in these vulnerable situations, it's so tempting. It's so tempting to want to pay the money, give somebody, you know, your dollars because they're promising what it is that you want. So let's start off with the first red flag. The first thing to look out for is if a program or whatever it is, a plan, promises weight loss or focuses on weight loss. So with intuitive eating, we know that three things can happen. You might gain weight, you might lose weight, or it might stay the same. Because if you've been restricting for years and years, you may need to gain weight to be at a point that's right for you and your body. And on the flip side, if you've been restricting, overeating, kind of this yo-yo dieting on and off, you may need to lose weight because you've been, you know, cycling for many years. The point is that weight is not the focus, because we know when we focus on our weight while trying to eat intuitively, it's going to sabotage our efforts. You know, intuitive eating is about changing our behaviors with food. It's about changing our relationship with food. It's not about changing our bodies. It's learning to trust our bodies, and it's learning to tap into that internal wisdom that we each have. Because if you think about it, how can you honor your hunger and fullness cues if you're focused and fixated on the scale? It's really going to cloud our thoughts. It's really going to cloud our judgment, because in the back of our mind, we'll still be hoping that the decisions that we're making, they're going to be driven with weight loss as the driver. And so that's really important. And that can be hard for somebody to wrap their head around. But, you know, that's what I do, is I help people with this piece. So the second red flag to look out for is that the program or the plan just simply teaches hunger and fullness. For example, the program may say you can eat whatever you want, but if you're still hungry, only eat from this list or only eat veggies. And the issue with this piece is that it's missing the flexibility and the satisfaction pieces that are a huge integral part of intuitive eating. Learning to identify and respect that hunger and fullness and those biological cues is only one small part of the puzzle. You know, there's actually 10 principles with intuitive eating. So hunger and fullness are like 2 of the 10. So if something is saying intuitive eating, oh, just eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, well, they're really missing a lot of other parts. It's just not that simple. The third thing to look out for is that this planner program gives you a list of foods to choose from, but it says eat intuitively from this list. Because with intuitive eating, we focus on giving yourself unconditional permission to eat. And this is so individual, and it just simply cannot be dictated by anyone else but you. Intuitive eating allows you to look at all foods as neutral, and it takes into account your cultural preferences, you know, your own experiences, and there's no good or bad foods. And so if somebody else is giving you any sort of rules or a list to choose from, that's not you that's making the decisions, right? That's somebody else telling you what to do. All right, the fourth red flag is if there is any endpoint to this program or this plan. So for example, if it's a program that's 30 days or 60 days or even, you know, a few months, the thing with intuitive eating is that it's lifelong, right? And so many people ask me, they say, okay, well, I want to work with you, but you know, how long is this going to take? And the answer is, I don't know. Everybody's a little bit different. You know, on average, most of my clients start off working for 3 to 6 months because that's, you know, a point where at least they feel like they've got tools in their toolbox to then do it themselves. But everybody's different. And so if something's promising you that, all right, you're going to have it figured out in this amount of days, that's not taking into account you and your experiences. That's just giving you a deadline to work towards. And it's also saying that, okay, we're going to do this for 30 days and that's it. And we know that with our relationship with food, our relationship with our bodies, it's a continuum, right? Like it's a day after day, we work on it and we work towards it. And there's really not a point in life where, you know, I don't think we get to a point where we go, okay, check, I'm an intuitive eater. Like, or check, it's just not that simple. It's a way of life, and it's a practice is really the best way to look at it. And the last red flag to look out for is if this program or whatever is trying to be sold to you includes any form of restriction. Now, restriction can be sneaky. It can look a few different ways. So this could be limiting a type of food. So for example, limiting carbohydrates or, you know, removing dairy. Or you can have chocolate, but only dark chocolate. But it can also be portions. So one big product out there is called the 21-Day Fix. It was a Beachbody program Those of you who know my story, you know that I used to be a Beachbody coach way back in the day when I first started. That was, oh my gosh, that was like 10 years ago. That's so wild. But I also worked for the live side of the company. So don't get those two confused. People always thought, oh, you're a coach. I'm like, no, I actually just train people in the gym. It's like a whole nother child of that company. But anyways, so what this program would do is it would say, okay, you can fill up this red container, or this blue container. It had different containers and it was essentially portion control, right? And so macro, like counting your macros, that would also be a form of restriction. Intermittent fasting would also be a form of restriction, because what these things are doing is it's putting different numbers or sizes or these different measurements into place that tell you when to eat. And what happens if, you know, you're hungry at 11 o'clock, but you're really not supposed to eat outside your window until noon? Well, that's restricting, because you're going against your biological signals that your body's telling you. You're letting these outside factors drive when it is that you eat, how much that you eat, and it's essentially a form of restriction. So this was a quick, short and sweet episode, but I really just wanted to hone in those quick 5 points to give you something to think about when things are popping up on your feed, when, you know, you're feeling tempted for that summer bod, whatever it is at this time of year. No, dig your heels in and say, listen, I know my history. I know diets don't work. They haven't served me well in the past. They've only led me feeling worse and worse about myself with each new program. So stay grounded, stay focused. When you're feeling tempted, when you're feeling pulled by these different directions, take a break. Plug off social media, go read a book, do something for yourself that makes you really tap into your why. Tap into why it is that you're doing, and it keeps you moving forward. And if you need more accountability, you are more than welcome to join our upcoming session of the Reboot Bootcamp. It's a self-paced online nutrition course with me and a group of other fierce females holding you accountable. So our next round starts July 6th, and you can register at katiehake.com/bootcamp and use the code FFHH for $50 off, because you are my fit friends. I'm going to take care of you, and I would love to see you in the group.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.